WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we hear from Kelly Day, a Brighton Heights resident who's taking her work for the community to the hyper-local level.
When Kelly Day moved to Brighton Heights about 10 years ago, she began to notice something strange. Most of the community seemed to be middle class, but one section of the neighborhood was noticeably less fortunate than the rest.
If you look at the different census tracts, our census tract, the majority of incomes are between $14,000 and $19,000 a year. And then if you go one block over, the average income goes to like $60,000 to $90,000 a year.
Day's community surrounds the five-acre site of the former St. John's Hospital. She says it's mostly single mothers raising families. Day surmises that the closing of the hospital in the 90s contributed to the current situation of abandoned homes and gun violence in the surrounding streets. A former vice president of the Brighton Heights Citizens Federation, Day says she recently decided that her section of Brighton Heights wasn't getting the attention it needed. So she formed Connected for Community, a new nonprofit group launched with support from the Sprout Fund, the Buell Foundation, and New Sun Rising.
The heart of the problem we felt is that the community has to be stronger and we need to build our village and get to know each other. And if the majority of households are single moms, we want those single moms to know each other so they can look out for each other's kids. That's our vision.
Day says one of the group's biggest concerns is the potential redevelopment of the former hospital site. While the idea of a new housing project has been bandied about for years, Day says her community would rather have the parcel become a neighborhood green space.
The community members that live adjacent to it were very interested in that becoming green space and not so much housing, because there's already in that section of Brighton Heights a lot of abandoned and vacant boarded up housing. So we were asking for public amenity to be put in the green space. So Connected for Community kind of came out of that conversation.
The fledgling nonprofit has already planted more than 24 trees along the streets, built a rain garden, and installed a memorial bench in honor of a local victim of gun violence. Day says C4C has some other plans to brighten up its section of Brighton Heights.
We want to humanize where we live, you know, get trash cans like normal neighborhoods and have places to sit and have a bus shelter. A lot of the people who live in our community ride the bus, and it's, you know, unfortunate that they just have to stand in the rain.
Because Connected for Community is brand new, the first step will be to get neighbors on board. To that end, Day and a neighbor have planned a meet-and-greet barbecue for this fall to start making connections with nearby residents. Day says she hopes her example can inspire others across the city to get involved at the sub-neighborhood level.
I would challenge people to look at the census tracts within their community and take a look at what are the demographics of your community and really look at it and say who here needs help and help those people first.
I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.